WXLK HD.
Rono.
Good morning. It's your K92 morning thing. Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks. Good morning, Miss Monica.
Hello.
On this Thursday. This Friday Eve.
Y'all was like, what day is it?
It's you know what? There is somebody out there that woke up this morning thinking that today was Friday. And they're just very, very sad right now.
Oh, well,
there has to be at least one person.
And they'll text in with a sad face or an angry face.
Now, is it worse to wake up today thinking that it's Friday or worse to wake up, you know, like on Tuesday thinking that it's Wednesday?
I think on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Friday thinking it's Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Wake up on a Friday thinking it's, oh, I didn't even think about that one.
Well, you're like, oh, I get to sleep it. No!
Oh, that actually might be the worst. Of course, Monica can figure out the worst of the worst situations. Well, today is Thursday, which means there's another chance for $5,000 with the K92 Secret Sound at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we didn't give away the money yesterday.
We did not.
So it's still hanging out there. So when you hear the sound and you call in to us at 540-774-9236 and you're caller 19, you'll win $5,000 today. Let's make it happen today. It's Thursday.
And anybody can get through. People are getting through multiple times. Somebody is getting through for the first time ever in life.
Uh-huh.
So that chance is out there. Just be calling number 19 at 7 o'clock when we play the sound for your chance at $5,000 as well as a brand new acting class.
Acting.
Yeah. So we're going to go. We're trending right now.
Yeah.
So that's going to be your hint into what today's acting class is about.
Uh-huh.
We're trending. But before then... A little sad.
Why?
A couple of great shows have come to an end.
Oh.
And we're going to have to talk about that next on the thing. Monica, you might have to hold me.
Oh.
I'm just telling you right now.
You're going to start weeping.
I might cry a little bit. We're going to talk about Ted Lasso. We're going to talk about Succession. All of that's next on your K92 Morning Thing.
It's the K92 Morning Thing's trending news.
Your K92 Morning Thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks. Oh, we have to say goodbye. We have to say goodbye to two great shows, Monica, Succession and Ted Lasso, as they have done, quote unquote, their series finales.
Okay, Succession, I haven't seen, so I could pick up season one.
You definitely could pick that one up, and that's a really good one. It's about a family. It shows you the behind the scenes of business.
Okay.
And trying to be that next successor in a family.
Mm-hmm.
So the patriarch, the father, the grandfather, you know, is on his way out.
Okay.
So who's going to get the business? Who's going to get the wealth? Who's going to get the power?
And the drama behind
all the interworkings. Okay. And they said that it was based off of, you know, some famous families like the Trumps, the Redstones, the Murdochs. Like those were the families that show was used to create storylines. And I said, quote unquote, series finale, because Ted Lasso, that also ended yesterday, the last episode. Yesterday, and Jason Sudeikis, he says that they're done.
It's a wrap.
That he's done with Ted Lasso, but he said that for other characters, there could be a spinoff there. How do you feel about spinoffs of shows?
Spinoffs are, all right, you know, it's leftover show.
Yeah,
you know, so
it's
leftover show, so you put leftover spaghetti's good the second time, but then it kind of... You know, it'll make your stomach turn
it
after
loses
the third
a little
or fourth
bit of
day.
It.
Yeah.
Well, when he was asked about it, he says it sounds like such a political answer, but it's the truth. We only conceived three seasons, then this thing became this big old thing. He goes, they are open to other spinoffs and everything like that. It would explain the show in a much more cerebral way than I would ever be able to explain it by letting it branch off.
Okay. Now, I mean, we'd check it out.
I know that you watched Ted Lasso initially.
Yeah, I watched the first.
When did you stop?
The first season, and then I just trailed off away from it, and I found a different show, and so I had to jump back into it.
That's crazy to me, because the first season of Ted Lasso was so good.
Yep.
The second season was really good, so I'm confused on why you stopped after the first season.
Yeah, I don't know. I finished it, and I was like, okay, well. I'll jump back into it later.
No, you're not. You're not.
I'll get back into it. You know what? I probably have to watch season one again just to refresh myself on the characters and all that business.
I will say season three, the season they just wrapped up, was more controversial because there were more social commentary in this third season, which I appreciated. I like when TV shows take risks.
Okay, so they took a risk, and you think that it was the right risk?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I thought that the season
was worth it.
I thought the series was going to wrap up anyway because it's only but so much Ted Lasso could actually do.
Oh.
And season three was more so focused on some of those
deep
supporting
issues.
Characters.
Okay.
Where they brought the deep issues, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. Text in 52353. How did you feel about Ted Lasso? How did you feel about Succession? We want to know. And then later on the show, I want us to talk about, are you a show saver or are you a show binger? Because
clearly I am. That's what I'm doing.
You are a show saver.
I'm saving the show.
Yes, you are. So we're going to talk about that a little later today.
Do you want to be just a little smarter than your friends? Yay! It's time for K92's Random Facts of the Day.
It's your K92 Morning Thing, Antoine and Monica. And Monica, we need your answer. London subway system plays what kind of music to deter bad behavior? What do you got?
I think Kids Bop.
You think it's Kids Bop?
It's kind of hard to whoop somebody's butt when you're listening to Kids Bop. You know, misbehave when you got the kids songs in the background, right?
Actually, it's really easy.
Is it? You think that'll make you, that'll spark a fuse in you?
Have you ever sat and listened to like three Kids Bop songs in a row? Because back where I used to work, I would teach computer lab. And the kids would want music in the background, so I'd have to play Kids Bop so that they could have some music in the background. It only takes two or three songs.
And that was all. You like, this has got me.
I'm about to burn this place down. But no, the correct answer is classical music. They play classical music in more than 60 stations to deter bad behavior, and they've used it for 20 years, since 2003.
Yeah, and it makes sense because, I mean, classical music, it calms the brain. You know, in classrooms, we didn't play Kids Bop. We had classical music playing. You know, so
I
get
that. Bedford being all fancy and everything.
Whoa.
Something else that can calm the brain, marijuana. So the marijuana that's used in research studies legally has to come from a lab at the University of Mississippi. And apparently that weed is very weak.
Okay.
But anytime you read a study and they say they had marijuana, they used marijuana, it's all coming from a lab at the University of Mississippi.
Okay, you know, the way you tied the story together, I thought maybe they were pumping that through the bus, through the train system, along with classical music. Everyone's really calm getting off.
They're going to try that. They're going to try that in New York City subway station.
Ooh,
that's where they should try that.
Yes.
And this is crazy. So, you know, Ryan Reynolds was in Deadpool.
Yes.
All right. Well, in that movie, he wore a T-shirt that had B. Arthur's face on it.
Uh-huh.
That T-shirt cost the producers $10,000.
Goodness.
They had to pay $10,000 for him to wear that shirt in the movie.
$10,000.
It doesn't say exactly where that money went, but I guess B. Arthur's face, because, I mean,
but
she's
still
dead now. I don't know if she was dead then.
But $10,000 for a shirt, to wear the shirt.
For B. Arthur's face.
Yeah.
He could have worn mine for free. I wouldn't even
charge.
Should
have tossed it out there if you knew. Only if you had a heads up.
Deadpool 3. Deadpool 3. We got you.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
19 minutes, Monica.
19 minutes.
19 minutes is all it takes for the average person to know if they want to go on a second date with someone.
19 minutes or 19 seconds?
19 minutes. Because of what they're looking for, they said the two top things that most single people are looking for in the first date are manners and personality.
Yeah.
And they said that, you know, speed dating gets a bad rap, but in theory, that's all anyone needs to do. You only need those first 20 minutes. They says it takes a bigger first impression to motivate people as they get older. 67% of Gen Zers said that they have high standards, but that number jumps to 77% for Gen X.
Okay. I mean, and, you know, and with the dates, it makes sense to just, you know, go out to dinner and listen and pay attention to how they speak to the server.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's hard for both people to do that. See, you're saying it from your perspective.
Yep.
You're watching them, but what about them watching you? And they said that in those 19 minutes, 44% of people are looking for physical appearances.
Uh-huh.
51% value good manners. So to your point, speaking to the server, 48% appreciate a good personality, and 47% want good conversational skills.
You can really put people to the test if they have nothing to say at the table and it's just quiet because we text all the time and folks don't like to talk on the phone, you know?
You just gave me a great idea. This is what we're going to do. We're going to have, Monica, you and I, we're gonna have a company for when people want to go on their first date. We're going to set them up. And then when they go out to a restaurant, we're going to have the restaurant mess up the other person's meal.
Oh.
And see how they handle it.
Okay.
We're gonna orchestrate that because that's all you need to know about a person. Uh-huh. How they handle when there's mayonnaise on their burger and they didn't order mayonnaise.
Or a steak is cooked, you know, incorrectly. So, all right. Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do right there.
All right. Well, you know one thing that we're doing wrong?
Everything.
Brushing our teeth.
Oh, okay.
How we brush our teeth. A dentist says that you should not wet your brush.
You shouldn't wet your brush.
Uh-uh. They said because it dilutes the toothpaste. And the toothpaste is already made to foam up. You don't need the extra water, the moisture.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I'm rinsing my toothbrush because the bristles, I want them just to be a little softer.
A little softer. You got to get a softer brush.
They get a little hard when I'm getting to my gums.
But when you wet the toothbrush, then it creates more of a foam with the toothpaste and you spit the toothpaste out quicker. So you're not getting
a... sense, though.
Yeah. So you're not supposed to wet your toothbrush this morning. Don't do it.
I'm annoyed when stuff like this is just now coming out. Because mm-hmm. we've been brushing our teeth for hundreds of years now. Why is this just coming out in the year of the Lord, 2023?
Why?
That we're doing it wrong. No, I'm going to keep doing it this way. Screw it. We're all screwed together. Your K92 morning thing. It's Antoine Terrell. It's Monica Brooks. And what is your struggle bus of 2023? Because mine, oh man, text in yours, 52353, name in town. My struggle bus of 2023 is debit cards, Monica.
Yep, that's the truth.
All right, today is June 1st. Today's June 1st, okay?
Uh-huh.
So it's 6 months so far of 2023. Tell me why I'm on debit card number 3.
Mm-mm.
I am on my 3rd debit card of 2023 as of right now.
It's crazy because I think I remember one debit card that you forgot on your car or something that blew off on the interstate. Wasn't that an incident?
Yes. So this year, a couple months ago, I went to cut the grass.
Yep.
Or I did something. I don't know what I was. Maybe I was cutting the grass. But anyway, I put my wallet on the roof of my car
mm-hmm.
and the dash of my car outside of it. And then I went driving down the street. It blew off, lost my wallet and my debit card.
Yep. I remember that one.
And then most recently, this past weekend, I go to B-Dubs for lunch, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
I go for lunch there on Thursday or Friday. Use my debit card fine. Saturday morning, I wake up to go get some breakfast. Nope. It's frozen. It's frozen because of fraudulent charges on it. So I had to order a brand new card. So between me going to Buffalo Wild Wings and the next morning, my card got frozen.
Did you have too many drinks and you started taking care of everyone's
I don't know
wing
what
order?
Happened. I don't know what happened, but I am on my 3rd freaking debit card.
Oh.
So I'm averaging one every 2 months. So I'm gonna get another one in August. That's pretty much what's going to happen here.
Yep, you are on the struggle bus.
What is your struggle bus? Do you have one?
I'm on the struggle bus when it comes to tires. Because, you know, I got new tires on the car.
Yeah.
And somehow or another, I ended up, like, bumping the sidewalk. I don't know what happened.
Somehow.
One of the tires now has a little tire flap thing going
oh,
on.
Oh, like a little loose flap.
It's a little flappy thing. And I said, hold on, because I'm walking through the parking lot, you know, leaving from Fresh Market one day, and I said, what is this tire flappy thing on my new tire?
Now, I would just like to point out, for everybody keeping score,
I hit a curb, or I don't know what happens.
Curbs don't jump out.
They did jump, but something
sidewalks
jumped out.
Sidewalks don't jump out. They are kind of stationary.
I think it was some kind of roadkill nail. You know, sometimes they freeze up, and their arm is kind of stuck out, and I think one of their toenails just, like, gave me a little tire flap thing.
Oh, you meant, like, a raccoon.
Yeah, like a raccoon that was dead in the road. Yes.
That's you.
I don't know.
I like how you're blaming it on something other than your driving.
It was
Text in now, 52353, or call in 540-774-9236. What is your 2023 struggle bus? Get on the bus with me and Monica. We got space for passengers.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Okay. Well, first, how do you feel about people taking pictures of their food at a restaurant?
I don't mind it because I've become that person. So I kind of accept it.
Good.
I used to hate those people, but now I've become that person.
Okay. Well, you're like the boyfriend. Well, you were like the boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this couple, they go out to eat and usually they split the bill. You know, she's like, okay, well, I took care of it last time. You get it this time, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. That's fair.
Well, it was her time to take care of dinner. But she says her number one rule is as the food is brought out, she takes pictures. You know, as at the table, she tells her boyfriend, I take pictures of the food. I like to post it to Instagram. All that stuff. He hates it.
Oh.
Hates it. So he tries to ruin the pictures by taking bites of the food before she can take the picture.
He's a jerk.
Yeah. And she said, you're being a jerk. I refuse to pay for dinner.
Oh, he's okay. Now that's an exaggeration. What? I mean, that's she's going a little over the top. Not exaggeration, but she's being a little over the top. But that is,
yeah,
that's funny and rude of him.
Yeah, he refuses to participate in all of the picture taking and all that stuff. He's like, nope, I'm just gonna take a bite.
The reason that I got behind taking pictures of the food, mm-hmm, is the caption, Instagram eats first. I don't know, it's something about my little cousin put that caption up on Instagram a few like years back.
Instagram eats first.
And I'm like, I love that caption because you're taking a picture. Instagram gets to eat it first. Are you,
that's cute,
are you a photographer of your food?
I am. I like to take pictures.
Now, are you going all out? Because some people will find like the right setting and all of that. Or do you just snap whenever?
You know, I try to make sure that the picture looks good, but I'm not going to go 5-10 minutes, you know, making sure that the lighting and everything else is perfect.
You got to stand up and hover,
yeah,
over it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do all of that. If it's taking too long, then, you know, I can see when someone's hungry, they're hungry. So you're not going to hold it up, especially when you have a table, a group of folks.
That was one of the things, and shout out to Zach Jackson, who used to be a part of the morning thing. That was one of the things that he and I would go back and forth on, because I would take photos of my food.
Yes.
And I would sometimes, you know, try to adjust the lighting. But, you know, Zach, that's what Zach does. Zach is a, yeah, great photographer. He's a great photographer of food and, uh-huh, all of that. So he would constantly judge my photos. Like, Antoine, you need to put that on a white plate. Bruh, I'm, yeah, over here at Longhorn. They didn't have white plates today. They were brown plates. I don't know.
Aw. Yeah, so now I have to go back and look at your pictures.
They deleted.
Oh, you deleted the pictures?
Everyone that he made me feel insecure about.
You deleted them.
I got rid of it.
Put those suckers back up.
I'm sensitive. I care what people think about me.
I have loved you. I did my best.
Look, I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
Where's Cora?
Acting class.
Acting!
K92 morning thing.
Oh, we got to shake that off.
I know. Can't even act like we gave away $5,000.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
But yes, it is time for acting class. We do this every week. Monica and I jump into our thespian outfits, our costumes, mm-hmm, or whatever, and we act out a scene from an iconic movie. And as we're acting out this scene, you are going to text in to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236 and correctly identify the movie.
Yes, that's number one. That's part number one.
And what's part number two?
Part number two, we need that rating. So on a scale 1 to 10, how do we do? Mm-hmm. We need to know.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
And this movie is...
trending?
Let's just say we're trending right now. All right. So we're going to jump into acting class. As soon as you know it, call in, text in, and give us that rating. Monica, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm ready too. Here we go. Acting class.
Daddy.
I consider myself a reasonable merman. I set certain rules, and I expect those rules to be followed.
But, Daddy!
Is it true you rescued a human from drowning?
Daddy, I had to.
Contact between the human world and the mer world is strictly forbidden. Ariel, you know that. Everybody knows that.
He would have died.
One less human to worry about.
You don't even know him.
Know him? I don't have to know him. They're all the same. Spineless, savage, harpoon and fish eaters, incapable of any feeling.
Daddy, I love him.
You what? You have lost your senses completely. He's a human. You're a mermaid.
I don't care.
So help me, Ariel. I am going to get through to you. And if this is the only way to do it, then so be it. And scene. All right, call in now, 540-774-9236, or text in 52353. What movie did Monica and I just act out in acting class? We said the main character's name multiple times.
Oh, yes.
So you should really know who
it
is. But also give us a rating on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being terrible, 10 being amazing. Let us know how we did.
Acting!
I have loved you. I did my best.
Look, I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
Where's Cora?
Acting class.
Acting!
If you just missed acting class, let me tell you, you missed a little bit of this.
He would have died.
One less human to worry about.
You don't even know him.
Know him? I don't have to know him. They're all the same. Spineless, savage, harpoon and fish eaters, incapable of any feeling.
Daddy, I love him.
But Daddy, I love him.
Yeah, and weird having to call Antoine Daddy. repeatedly calling you Daddy. Yeah, that's... That's interesting. Right there, that was an interesting feel.
I think we had a good father-daughter moment right
there.
We did. Let's say good morning to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, what do you believe the movie was that Monica and I just acted out in acting class?
I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but I remember the cartoon when my daughter was growing up, so I'm going to say it's The Little Mermaid.
It is.
Uh-huh.
And that scene.
That's it.
That scene was from the animated version of The Little Mermaid. I don't know if that scene's in the live action one. I haven't had a chance to see it yet. But
right, I got you.
The more important question, how do you rate us on a scale of 1 to 10, Lisa? 1 being terrible, 10 being amazing.
All right. Well, I listen to you guys a lot in the morning, and, you know, you guys do a lot of movies, so that's hard. So I'm going to give you guys a 10.
Okay.
Oh, a 10. Okay.
All right.
You made us sweat a little bit, Lisa.
No. I'm like, wait.
Lisa.
Is she about to bring the score
Lisa,
down?
You made my eye twitch. Well, goodness, thank you.
Now, are you planning to see the brand new Little Mermaid?
Probably not, just because I don't have any little ones at home anymore. So I'm grown and married.
That doesn't matter. Look, I'll go see Mario Kart by myself. Come on, Lisa, let's go.
Well, that's little because mermaid. Nobody wants to go to a movie with you, Monica.
Rude.
So that's a little different. Well,
rude.
Thank you so much. For
hey, Monica, I'll go to the movies with you.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go. Look. Empty theater for the two of you guys. Lisa, you have a great day, okay?
Thank you all. Have a great day.
All right. Coming up next on The Thing, we have secret celebrities. So be ready to call in when you hear us play that. It's your K92 Morning Thing, and it's time for today's secret celebrity. So let's see. Good morning, Foster.
And good morning.
Oh, Foster's ready.
I know, Foster.
Ready for the day.
You are a cheery person. Are you a morning person, Foster?
You know, I'm up at like 5:30 just waking everybody up in the house.
Nah, okay.
Just everybody
right.
Get up. Where
it's
you
like
call-
Foster, come on.
Where are you calling us from?
From Roanoke.
All right, Foster in Roanoke. Monica's going to give you a description of today's secret celebrity, and all you have to do is correctly identify them. Are you ready?
All right, here we go, Monica.
Okay. All right, so Foster, I went to do some little karaoke over the weekend, right?
Oh, boy.
La, la, la. And the girl that was waiting to sing, she was pretty cool. She was from Canada, but she was in town visiting some friends. Okay, so when she gets up to the mic, she grabs the mic and she starts singing a song from Titanic. She was like, near, far, wherever you are. And it was good. It was better than what I just did right there.
Had to be.
Okay, and her son, Renee, he was clapping so hard for his mom. It was really cute. But I can't think of the girl's name.
All right, who is it, Foster?
Is that Jennifer Caldwell Price?
Jennifer
no.
Caldwell Price.
Maybe she was hanging in the crowd. Jennifer was.
Sounds like somebody that works at CVS. I'm sorry,
I was like,
Foster.
That's our sales department.
Good try, though. Let's see if Spencer knows the answer. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning, Mr. Antoine, Miss Aunt Monica.
Hey!
I tell you what, we got the two most morningest people in the history of life. All right, Spencer, did you hear the description of today's secret celebrity?
Or do you need me to sing again?
Oh, man, I heard it, but I need Monica to sing it again.
Okay, because the girl, she was singing something from Titanic, that movie, and she was like, near, far, wherever you are.
All right.
Oh, Antoine
man.
Is cringing.
I know that's the beautiful Celine Dion, but she doesn't hold a candle to you, Monica.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Yeah, it is Celine. It was Celine.
Tell you what, Spencer, you either need to sober up or get your ears checked this morning. But congrats.
I suck up to whoever gives me prizes.
Oh, look.
Hey,
well,
he's a smart guy.
But that's okay. We're going to hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets to Party in Elmwood, okay?
Sounds great, Monica. Thank y'all.
All right. No problem, Spencer. Thank you so much for listening to your K92 Morning Thing.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Do you love a freebie?
I love a freebie. I'm all about freebies.
Do you love a donut?
Monica, don't you get my hopes up here.
Because tomorrow is National Donut Day. So we have all the deals that we need to cover. It's like Duck Donuts.
Okay.
So Duck Donuts, customers get a free cinnamon sugar donut when they stop by the store.
All right, hold
There's
on.
There's no
wait,
purchase
on.
Necessary.
You're going too fast here. I'm
okay,
trying
you need to jot it down.
I'm planning out my day tomorrow, so
oh,
that's...
Oh, you're going to hit all the spots.
All right, so Duck Donuts
Duck
is going to be
Donuts.
10:05.
Right. Oh, look at you.
10:05.
Okay, and now Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay,
they
Dunkin'.
Said, so if you stop by, you get a free donut with your purchase of a beverage. So
all
get
right.
A small coffee, you get a free donut.
All right, swinging by Dunkin' at 10:08. Got
uh-huh,
it.
Get an iced coffee if you want. Krispy Kreme, they're offering two specials. So you can get one free donut... No purchase necessary.
All right. That's going to be a 10:14.
Or okay, or you can get free donuts when you get a dozen. You can get two extra glazed donuts when you just purchase a dozen.
All right, so, carry the one. That's gonna be $11.06. All right, got that one.
Yep, you're doing that. And we don't have a Lamar's donut. Sorry.
We ain't got no Lamar's donut.
Unless you want to drive to Colorado. Catch a flight.
As many donuts as I'm going to have, I might need to drive or run it off or something. National Donut Day.
Tomorrow. Get your donuts.
That's what I'm going to see who really loves me in my life. Who's going to bring me some Krispy Kreme donuts for National Donut Day.
You know they're going to be busy, though, because the kids are out of school. Some schools are out, so.
And so we are really going to see how much I'm loved by who will wait in that line to bring me some. What's the address to the station? Do you know off the top of your head?
It's 3934 Electric.
All right, 3934 Electric Road, Roanoke, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Krispy Kreme donuts.
If you need the zip 24018 in case you're coming from Lynchburg or somewhere, you know, make sure you hit the right area.
Listen, yeah. I am not too proud to beg. Krispy Kreme donuts. It's National Donut Day. We're going to give you a clue for the K92 Secret Sound at 8:30. We did have a winner at 7 o'clock. We want to get a winner at 9 o'clock. So we're going to give you a clue at 8:30 to hopefully push you towards $5,000. Your K92 Morning Thing. And we want to know, are you a saver or are you a binger? We got a text in to 52353 from Becca that says, I'm both. I save them so I can binge. I don't like doing one episode at a time. I prefer to save all of my TV for one sitting at a time. That makes her a saver.
Okay.
She's definitely a saver.
So I'm like Becca, so I'm also a saver.
You are like Becca for a multitude of reasons, but how do you describe yourself as a saver, Monica?
I say that I'm a saver because, okay, the show Beef on Netflix.
Yes.
I started watching it. I started binge watching it. And then I slowed down, and then I just stopped altogether.
And see, that's when I get confused.
There's an episode left.
Now, did you stop it on purpose to save it until later, or did you stop it because you saw a squirrel?
I saw a squirrel. And so I'll come back to it.
You'll
come back to it.
All right, well, I am definitely a binger. If the episode is available, I'm going to watch it immediately. And the reason we're talking about this is because I'm already sad that Ted Lasso is over.
Oh. And it's a great show. Everyone loves Ted Lasso. I don't know one person that hates the show.
Season 3 just ended yesterday. Or the episode was released yesterday, okay. Tuesday night, whatever. And so watched it yesterday. And as soon as it was over, start to feel sad.
Aww.
And guilty. Like, maybe I should have saved it for one.
You should have saved it.
One more day.
See, I saved it. I did season, one of Ted Lasso.
Now, is there a show? Because if you don't know Monica Brooks, Monica does have a little bit of difficulty, starting a show and seeing the show all the way through as it's coming out.
Yes.
Has there been a show that you have, rode the ride with the entire time?
Yes. Game of Thrones.
And
it took me 10 times to get through the first episode because the guy was galloping on the horse and I was like, okay, I'm out. And then I was like, let me try it again. And I was like, okay, he's galloping. Let me start over. Nope, I can't do it. So it took me about 10 times to get through the first episode. But once I crossed that bridge,
you just went right
it was on
it.
And popping. I was in it to win it.
Well, like we said, we believe there are two different types of America. There are two Americas. There are savers of shows and there are binge watchers of shows. Which one are you? Text in now, 52353, or call in 540-774-9236. We want to hear from you. Your K92 Morning Thing. Monica, we got a text in to 52353 from Josh in Roanoke, who wants to know if you finished The Haunting at Hill House.
And I just, Josh, I was just reading that text, and Haunting at Hill House, I finished that one. That was one of the best ones. Any kind of scary series, usually I get really into, and that was one that I got into, and I finished it.
So you actually finished that one?
I finished it.
All right. Yeah!
I didn't leave an episode hanging. Nope, I finished it.
You went right through it.
Yeah.
Well, the conversation right now, are you a show saver or are you a show binger? So let's see what Thomas is. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
All right, Thomas, do you save your shows or do you binge your shows? Who are you?
I am both.
Oh, you're both?
That's okay, Thomas.
I am both. So for most shows, I actually binge it all the way up until the very last episode. And just because I'm afraid to finish the show and almost go into a show hole, I save it. And I can save it for anywhere from a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year, and finally come back to it and watch it.
There's no way. No. You are not saving one episode of a show for a year, Tom. You're going to forget what happened.
I do. Sometimes I forget about it, and then I'll be like, oh, that's right, I never finished it.
Yeah. What's the last show that you saved for just too long? What's the last show that you got all the way to the end and stopped watching?
Let's see. Grey's Anatomy is one of them. Mm-hmm. Just about any Netflix series that's on.
Yeah.
They're all available. And I'm like, you know what? The show's there, but I'm afraid to finish it. I'll come back to it.
I can't. I can't do this, Thomas. You stress.
I get
you're
you, Thomas.
Stressing me out.
It's all right. It's a perfect bite. You know, you just want
it. It is. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Especially if you know the show's not renewed for another season.
Right.
I'm afraid to end it.
Oh, that's true. Because you're never going to get it again. So kind of like.
You're never going to get it again.
So like what I was talking about with Ted Lasso, where it's season 3, series finale, Jason Sudeikis said that they're more than likely not coming back. That's a show that you would not have watched yesterday's episode yet.
Right. I would have saved it.
Yeah,
see? Antoine, he's just eating his food.
Thank you so much, Thomas. And you're right, Monica. I wish I would have saved a bite. Because now I'm sitting over here hungry.
Aw.
Wishing I had a little bit more of Ted and Rebecca and Coach Beer. But keep texting in 523-5353. Are you a show saver or a show binger? Let me tell you, as somebody who's a binger, you're not always satisfied when you're finished. So you've never heard of smartphone zombies, Monica?
No, not at all. What's going on with that?
You've definitely seen them before. Smartphone zombies is what a city of Mulberry, Florida is calling pedestrians who are engrossed in their phones and are not paying attention to the vehicles around them.
God.
They are so concerned about them that they are putting up dozens of signs warning drivers about smartphone zombies.
Okay, for the drivers, because we had to pay attention to them because, yeah. Yep,
to remind them that people are going to cross the street, whether it's at a crosswalk or not a crosswalk.
I've seen them.
Where they're not paying attention.
Yep, and I've seen them. They just walk right into traffic. Like, come on now.
It's so dangerous.
It
puts a whole different spin on the title Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you're not paying attention, if the driver, you know, thinks you're going to stop and you don't stop, like an accident could happen. And the city official for Mulberry, Florida says that he got the idea from a meme, but he thinks that it's very important, especially in areas around schools and libraries mm-hmm. where kids are often walking around on their phones and sometimes also wearing headphones.
Yep. College campuses.
Oh, man. Virginia
it's
Tech.
It's really bad.
Oh, Virginia Tech's so bad. Shout out to all my Hokies. But anytime I have to go to Blacksburg for anything.
You have to pay attention because they're just walking out into traffic.
And it's crazy because when I go to Tech, Monica, I want to drive through, even if I'm just going to Blacksburg, I want to drive through Virginia Tech's campus.
Yeah.
I want to have some nostalgia. So I'll drive around the drill field or whatever. And let me tell you, they are not paying attention.
No, you have to really focus.
Like, it's actually really bad, really scary. So, yeah, smartphone zombies. I think more cities and more towns should have these signs up, rather. Now, of course, the signs are not free, so the town's going to have to pay for these signs. But I think if it keeps our kids safe, if it keeps, you know, children a little safer, because we're not going to get them off their phones.
No. So maybe we need to invest in some signs, some more signs.
Or there could be a law of no walking while on your phone. No phone walking. Okay. You know, jaywalking, phone walking.
Uh-huh. Oh, a little jaywalking, phone walking.
You don't support this idea?
I do support it. Will they follow? I don't know.
Could you imagine? I got a $200 fine because I was playing Sudoku on my way to campus. It's good to continue to learn about people, even if they're their own children.
Yeah, because sometimes it surprises you, like the things that you learn about your kid. Because as you grow up, you change and your babies become adults, teenagers, adults. And Ava, she's 15.
I would imagine, though, as her mother, you wouldn't be surprised by anything going on with her because you see her all the time.
All the time.
With her. You experience those things with her. So I would be surprised if you're ever surprised by something you learned from her.
Okay, well, yesterday I was surprised because I decided to make homemade ramen bowls for Ava and myself. And so,
yum.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I like boiled eggs, put the hard-boiled eggs in the ramen noodles in the bowl. And Ava, she told me, she's like, I don't like the yolk. Like, she likes scrambled eggs. But when it comes to a boiled egg, she just wants the whites of the egg.
Oh, and you didn't realize that when you were
I realized that she was like, she's
cooking all this food for her.
I'm cooking all the food. And she was like, She's like, Mama, I don't think I had a boiled egg. I only like the whites. Mm. I was like, we've had eggs in the house a lot.
Yeah.
But scrambled, she's fine with. But a boiled egg, she likes to pop the yolk out. That's not for her.
I completely get that in the sense of what Ava likes, because first off, I eat like a child. I only like my eggs scrambled. If you're giving me boiled eggs, hard boiled, any of that, yeah. I don't want it. Only give me scrambled. So I support her, but you had no clue.
I was like, I felt like she's always enjoyed eggs, just the egg, just all the egg, whatever. But no, only scrambled. She'll eat the egg, the entire egg scrambled, but boiled, just the egg whites.
So then my question to you, Monica, is how come you are not a more attentive mother?
I know.
Why do you not know your children?
My question to myself, why did I know she doesn't like the yolk in a boiled egg?
Now, does that make you feel some type of way when you learn something new that you feel that you should have already known? Does that make you feel less than?
A little bit, because I'm like, my baby, you know, you like boiled eggs. Now, I never really enjoyed. I'm like, And, you know, it happened another time with my nephew. When at Thanksgiving, he told me he doesn't like turkey. But as growing up, we always enjoyed turkey, you know, like put a little gravy on it. He's like, no, I don't like it. I want ham. I'm like, you want ham? I felt like I thought I knew you.
See, that's what it is. Monica's not paying attention to anybody else. You only focus on yourself. Monica's selfish. Write this down.
No.
On June 1st, 2023, Monica just learned about herself that she is selfish. Oh.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.